First of all, apologies. This boo should really have gone live a couple of days ago to celebrate the 80th birthday of Sir Sean Connery on August the 25th. I'm a few days late, so apologies, Sean, if you're listening, and happy birthday. To celebrate the day, I did actually write a little piece for a website that I look after called realscotland.com, and there I listed my, in my view, his top five acting performances. James Bond, rather. Isn't included because obviously he is the best James Bond. We all know that. Goldfinger was an amazing film. Well, they all were great, but Goldfinger was my favourite. But he was also in a lot of other films. So I listed what I think are his top five, which would be Robin from Robin and Marian in 1976, Daniel Dravitt from The Man Who Would Be King in 1975. Detective Sergeant Johnson from The Offence in 1973, a lot of 1970s films. Professor Henry Jones from the superlative Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade in 1989. And finally, number one has to be Joe Roberts from The Hill from 1965. Sidney Lumet's amazing, stunning, gripping, thrilling, bleak film, which I have watched many, many, many times. First saw it about 10, 15 years ago, perhaps, on BBC Two. Mark Cousins did an interview with Sir Sean for his programme Scene by Scene. And after that, they showed The Hill. And I've still got my copy taped off the TV. You can't buy the DVD in the UK. You can in America, but not over here. You can buy it on iTunes for about a fiver. If you've not seen it, then I really recommend you go and download it. It's Sean's favourite film, apparently. And I was lucky enough to see it a couple of years ago in Edinburgh at on his birthday, or roundabout, I think it was on his birthday, at Edinburgh's Film House. Brilliant cinema we have here. And in fact, Mark Cousins again interviewed Sean and introduced the film. And that's kind of the topic of this boo, is just to say that this year we didn't do anything. Nothing happened. There was no celebration. Sean Connery, whatever your view of Sean, and there are quite a few views, certainly here in Scotland, about him and about his status, his tax-paying status, or theories as to how much tax he pays or should pay. Whatever your views, the fact is that for Scotland, he's an amazing export, perhaps our best export, certainly Edinburgh's, I would say. But yeah, we've had other things like the telephone and the television and stuff like that, but you know, basically, films are more important than all that stuff. And Sean is certainly Edinburgh's most famous son, I would say. When it comes to films, he definitely is. So, yeah, so this year, nothing. There was no celebration. 80 years old, and nothing happened. There's no sign of. Many years ago, there was talk of Edinburgh's, of the Film House being renamed the Sean Connery Film House. I think due to problems with funding, various reasons, it didn't happen. Fair enough, can understand that. But in other cities you go to, there are reminders of who their favourite sons and daughters are. I was in Bristol earlier this year, and they've got a nice statue for Cary Grant in the centre of town. In Edinburgh, we have nothing. There's a plaque up near Fountain Park where Sean was originally from. He was from Fountain Bridge, which back then was a, back in the 30s was a slum. These days it's we've got Tenpin Bowling and a couple of pubs and a chippy, so it's gone up in the world. But nothing else really. The airport isn't Sean Connery Airport. The there's no statue. There isn't really anything. So I just wonder if we should be doing something to celebrate him. Again, whatever your view is of the money situation, maybe he'd be willing to chip in a few quid. I suspect not. But you know, we spend enough money in this city on things that nobody really wants, like a tram system. Why not spend a few quid on something that the people here might quite enjoy, and also the tourists might quite like, and people might actually come and visit because it's something something worth visiting. Anyway, here's hoping that for his 81st birthday, something actually happens.